Tensions between Russia and Georgia are taking its toll on the church. A clean water fundraising tool matches cause and thirst. And a simple craft provides hope for HIV families in Cambodia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russia is slowly beginning a pullout of Georgia. Humanitarian aid trucks are going in, but residents are still jittery. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they were scheduled for a conference in Georgia this week.
Our team was at the border of Armenia and Georgia, having just completed a pastor's gathering in Armenia, and had received some news at the border coming from within Georgia that really made them decide that this would not be an appropriate time to go in for safety concerns, both for their sake and for the gathering of leaders.
While the Frontline Shepherds Conference was called off, Shibley says it's not a total loss.
It could potentially be an opportunity for these pastors to still come together and just use this as a strategic time of prayer and intercession for the nation. This was going to be a multi-denominational gathering of pastors and leaders of various churches, and we hope that somehow they'll still be able to convene.
Next, violence is building in western Nigeria. According to Compass Direct, an Islamic group believes their leader's car crash death was the result of prayers by Christians upset over Muslim threats to cut short a major evangelistic event 4 years ago. At least three Christians have died and several others have been injured in the attacks. The Kwara chapter of the Christian Association of Nigeria has received 10 reports of Christian attacks by Muslim extremists in the past 2 months. You're listening to Mission Network News. International Aid is launching the Clear Cause campaign. The project pairs fundraising with a safe water cause and ministry potential. Take, for example, a church in Indiana that's been working in India for 8 years. IA's Kurt Rapar says they've identified clean water as an issue.
They want to provide 150 filters in two of those communities. So they're going to take this water and they're going to sell 150 cases. And by doing that, they'll support the filters that they want to install in that village.
Each case represents one biosand water filter. Once they've sold the water, the profits shared with the Hydrate Project will help the team go on the mission trip to India.
They'll come to our site here and their team will be trained by our experts so that they can install them properly. And then they'll meet the container over in India and will use it as a tool for reaching out to the community and for reaching out in evangelism.
Go to our website for more details if you want to get involved. Meanwhile, parents in Cambodia with HIV/AIDS have a place to turn when their village rejects them. Jumpa is a partner ministry of Bright Hope International that provides a community of homes where families take refuge. Parents can be a little more at ease knowing their children are promised a home when they pass away, says Craig Dyer.
Kids are nurtured there, they're loved, they're learning about the Lord, they're being educated. What a fabulous testimony, and people can't but be attracted to that kind of eternal and powerful love.
Able parents can still make a living by crafting nativity sets. Bright Hope sells them online. Dyer says their craft is simple.
But it's one of the most meaningful, knowing that a family has been cared for, they're providing for themselves, and I've had an opportunity to minister to them and encourage them in their walk with the Lord, in their journey towards eternity.
And an Iron Man is pedaling to fight AIDS too. Mike Plummer decided to bike for a greater cause 5 years ago. Christian Reform World Relief Committee welcomes his commitment to their Embrace AIDS campaign. Help raise $500,000 in time for Plummer's South Africa race in April 2009. You can bike solo, on a team, or with your family. With the money raised, CRWRC provides compassionate Christian care and AIDS education. Visit Join the Race at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you too. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.